And we are live. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Comedy with Cameron, a job that's no laughing matter. I'm your host, Cameron Kern, a Pierce College student on a journey to explore the vastly exciting world of comedy from professionals in the industry. We got the Instagram Live going, so if you're watching on Instagram Live, hopefully I could get it posted a few weeks ago. I did a whole live, and I tried to post it, but I just didn't post it, so it was gone forever, and it was terrible.
These updates, man.
Seriously. Okay, so on today's episode, as always, we have a very, very, very special guest. He is a Pierce College student. You kind of have to help me with the intro here, but we're going to find out all about your life.
Sure, no worries.
He has a name, but he goes by stage name. You're actually the first guest we've had on with a stage name.
Yeah, you gotta take it till you make it, man, you know?
His name is A1, not the sauce. Because no. Why not the sauce? You were telling us right before we started.
Well, not the sauce because for one, I'm not trying to get sued by anyone.
Yeah.
My name's not that big yet. My bank account's not looking right to get sued by. It's not A1, you know? It's like A45.
Yeah, and it's spelled differently.
It's spelled differently, yeah. It's A.W0N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm trying to hit the millennial generations.
Nice.
Don't know how to spell, so
it's like it's like a gamer tag on like Xbox.
Yeah, you know.
That's not an insult, by the way.
You could actually find me on more PlayStation.
Really?
You can find me on there, yeah.
Dude.
Fortnite. Get at me.
We gotta play after the show. We should have played during the show.
That'd be sick. Oh yeah.
God.
Get going, man.
I've only gotten
a second place, but
dude, really? I'm pretty good.
That's a big step in my life right there.
Damn. If we're going to be friends for a long time after this, I hope you know this A1. I feel like we have a connection.
I'm already feeling it too, man.
Okay, let's get into the interview because we're just kind of rambling.
Bromancing.
Dude, for real. All right, so tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, you're a stand-up comedian. I forgot to say that. I mean, you're on a stand-up comedian show, so yeah. I feel like that's kind of like what you're doing. You're a Pierce College student. That's cool.
Yeah.
Another Pierce College student. We've only had like two on the show.
10-year vet. Probably the longest
10 years? You've gone to school here for 10 years?
No, I've been going for like, probably like 6 years, 8 years, but it's been like on and off.
Oh, okay.
Going through like work and like not feeling like going to class. Oh, and like a whole bunch of X factors. And so I'll be honest, yeah.
You're giving people a bad example.
No, I know.
No,
but
that's
I'm
cool,
still
though.
Here though, and I'm trying. And you know, it's.
You got to figure it out.
That's the thing. You know, like when you get out of high school, like for me, when I was in high school, a big part of my life was like basketball.
Okay.
And like. To me, that was, like, the only thing I had, like, you know, and when that didn't pan out right. Yeah, you know, like, it took a while for me to, like, try to find what I wanted to do day in and day out that it made me happy. And that's, like, you know, you should always have a backup plan. That's
Dude,
where I
for
failed,
sure.
you know.
I think so. That's a lot of comedians that go to college are just following their backup plan because there's no school for comedy, really, besides, like, you know, trade schools and stuff. But you can't, like, go to Pierce for comedy, so that's understandable. How did you discover comedy? I mean, your basketball background, like, how'd you get yourself? Was it your time on the courts in high school? People were like, yo, A1, you're a funny dude, and then you were just like, I'm gonna try this out, or was it something
I think it was
else?
More just the way I played was kind of funny.
Oh, okay.
And I just like getting the attention, whether it was them laughing at me or oohs and ahs or whatever it was on the court. Nah, but
that's interesting.
No, what it really was. I just always liked comedy, and it's just something that was, like, under my nose that I didn't know about, because, like, after I would come home from practice and everything, anybody will tell you, like, whenever you came over, Comedy Central was on my TV. It wasn't, like, NBA games and stuff, unless it was the Lakers, you know? But it was more just, I just like stand-up. And then going through life and everything, I was like, you know, what else do I like as much as basketball? And it ended up being that. Like, I like making people laugh. I used to always joke with my friends and have a good time. And at the same time, it gives you a platform to really get out your views. You know, it doesn't always have to be, like, funny. You could always, like Dave Chappelle does a lot of, like, comedy where he's making political stances.
For sure, yeah.
But it's still funny, though.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a good way to get out to the people, to the masses and stuff.
When was the first time you did comedy? What age were you?
I'm 26 now? I was like 24.
Oh, okay. So this is like pretty recent.
Yeah. And it was at the Improv.
Oh, okay.
On Melrose.
Really?
Yeah. And
was it open mic or what?
It was an open mic. And here's the thing. It's actually, that's a funny story. So
I want to hear it. Go ahead.
So like, I thought it was just like a regular open mic, you know, like no biggie, whatever. And
I'm gonna stop here. Do you go alone to open? Like, how does?
No.
I've never done like real stand up comedy yet. I'm kind of a liar on my own craft, but like, how did you just were like woke up one morning like I'm gonna do this, or were you like planning it out for months? Or
it was actually for my birthday, and it was a spur of the moment kind of thing. It's just something like, it's always something like I've always written down jokes and stuff, you know, but to go that day, I was like, it's my birthday, I want to do something new, like let me just go dive into it and do it now. I was planning on doing it before, just never had new one. And sometimes now I do go alone, unless like one of my friends wants to go with me, and like one or two of my friends that kind of like help me too, because they're trying to be comedians too, so we always like bounce off ideas off each other and everything. But that first time, I took people because I wanted to take people so I could, like, plant seeds, so I could get at least a couple laughs and chuckles, you know, as bad as it is to say, you know,
I just didn't want to lose face
my first time.
Did you think that would, like, crush you if you went up the first time and nobody laughed? Or were you, like,
I was already expecting that.
Oh, okay.
Like, because when you think about it, like, no matter how good you get, there's comics even now that still bomb that are pro.
Yeah.
I love Amy Schumer, but if you saw her Leather special, like, that was, like, pretty hard to watch.
Yeah, it wasn't that good.
You know? And so it's, like, inevitable, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like playing basketball. You're going to take a shot, you're eventually going to miss. You know, you're not going to make every shot, so. And that's what it is. That's what these open mics go, and I encourage everyone to go, because when you go, you realize that a lot of good comics go, and they try out new material. You know, the material they say when they put it on, like, a Netflix special or whatever, it's not something that they just thought up on the spot, you know. It's something they go and they work out. It's like practice.
Yeah. You
know, so,
take me through the story. Sorry, I cut you off, but that
So like, I took my friends because like I want at least a couple laughs and not to like, you know, completely embarrass myself. That was a bad idea because regardless of how bad you do, your friends, if they're your real friends, are the last ones to like back you up. They'll be silent like everybody else. But no,
they were silent.
They weren't silent. They chuckled a little bit, but it wasn't how I expected it to go. And I didn't stick with my material because, like, once I got up there, I froze.
Oh.
And I had one of my buddies. His name is Albert Morales. Shout out, Albert.
Shout out, Albert.
He's a UFC warrior.
Really?
Yeah, he signed with them. I don't know.
Is that a real title? Sponsors. Like, he's like, hi, I'm
no,
Albert.
No, that's his nickname.
UFC warrior.
The warrior. Yeah, the Belizean warrior. My
so
man's
you brought
been
the
on
Belizean
TV
warrior.
And,
to
bro,
your comedy.
Oh my god, and this guy's such a great dude. Like this dude's story is like incredible, and like, shout out to him. He did come out and support me and everything, and I didn't give my all when this man goes out and literally gives his all.
Dude,
and kicks ass
people.
And gets his that's why that's like one of the worst jobs to me that you could
have.
But
terrifying.
If you can do it, he can do it. He could.
Yeah.
I need this guy as my bodyguard as soon as I get
back. What weight class is he?
Is he
heavyweight or?
No, I think he's like middleweight.
Oh, okay.
Or like maybe lightweight. But he'll take down a 7-footer.
So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I'm not worried if he's in my corner.
Yeah, love you, Albert.
Shout out, Albert.
I need to get him on my side, damn. So, your first night didn't go well, or?
No. So
what,
like,
I would always love, because I would always host events in high school, and my favorite thing, I'm kind of like egotistic, whatever you want to call it, but I'd always love when I'd walk out on stage and everybody would be like, Cameron, here, that's Cameron. Like, they would like yell my name like, Cameron. So they didn't do that to you? They were just like dead silent?
I mean, no.
Like, I don't know that guy.
They did that, but then you build the hype up so much that once you don't, it's all
flat.
Up to you after. Yeah, so then it's up to you what you could do then. And then here's the thing that sucks. So my dumb self.
That was a good check right there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was trying to go past it. I'm glad you got that. But yeah, my dumb self. So I didn't know what to say. I forgot everything. So then I looked at Albert, and then I started thinking about like Albert and kind of making jokes on him. And I caught myself again there because I knew that after the show, I still have to see Albert, and I didn't want no problems with him. So I kind of made it back to myself on like, how I would never be able to fight. And like, so it turned into like an improv thing for a second. So I kind of saved it.
Yeah. That's cool, man.
That's about it. That's my whole experience. Oh, this was a crazy thing, though. So we pull up.
I thought that was crazy. Wasn't even the crazy thing yet?
The crazy thing was in the beginning. I want to save the best for last.
Okay.
So we pull up, and then I think, like, so there's two doors to the improv. There's one for like where people pay tickets to go see professional comics and stuff like that. And then there's another door that's like a bar section where they have the open mic.
Right.
So there's a line about like 110 people. And I'm trying to figure out like, okay, where's the open mic and everything? And I go to like both doors and I'm asking people and they're giving me the runaround. Mm-hmm. Basically, I find out, okay, maybe, like, this is just for, like, both things, and, like, everyone splits up, and, like, they go, like, through this one door. So we get in line.
Right, like, they would separate the, like, real comedians for, like, the open micers,
and,
or?
Well, like, they'd say, okay, well, if you want to go to the bar, go this
way.
Oh,
okay,
because once you go in, there's, like, an entrance to
both rooms.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So then I thought like they were going to split everybody up.
Yeah.
Then they started letting people in, and no, all the 110, 150 people, there were more people there at the open mic that were there for like the book show and the paid show and everything. Yeah, so then that's when my heart was like, and my first time, I was the second person to go up on stage.
Geez.
So that's like, yeah.
I guess that's kind of good to just get it out of the way. I was always like the first one to give a speech in class or like just so I could...
No, that's true, but when you're not prepared, it's a whole different story.
I can't believe you just went up there.
That's what you, sometimes that's you gotta do that, man. Yeah. All the best things, you're gonna be scared to do.
For sure.
You know, so you gotta take chances.
That's like some Will Smith quote right there.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you seen his thing where he talks about
I follow him.
Will Smith is the best.
Dude,
you guys
Fresh
are witnessing
Prince.
A bromance for me. Dude,
Fresh
Will
Prince
Smith
was
is the best,
idol.
Man. I want to talk about, so you've been to school, you've been here for a long time. What, like, are you contemplating on, like, majors, or what was...
Yeah, so, I actually found my major last year.
Because I know you do, like, theater and stuff like that, but,
Yeah, that's what my major pretty much consists of. More so, it's creative writing.
Okay.
I kind of want to take the whole Adam Sandler route with my career.
Okay.
You know, like, I want to go from, stand-up to skits and TV shows and then writing, directing, producing, you know, stuff like that.
So, I guess, like, where's it going from here? Like, is there a place you want to transfer to, or are you just going to try to keep sticking this out and figure it out, or... That might be a deep question. Maybe
No, by all means. It's good. I need to find out these questions. I don't ask these questions because I'm scared.
I feel
them.
Like people ask me these all the time, like parents and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Those are the people that annoy me.
Yeah.
When they ask questions. And it's not just because I don't know and you ask me every day. So
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
my answer is not going to change.
Like, yeah, no.
No, but no, this time doing this comedy, I know this is like really what I want to do. Because I've had, like, 100 jobs, and every one of those jobs, I'm like, I'm not going to be here. I'm not going to be stuck at this. And that's the thing, like, the way, like, the system or society set up, like, you're supposed to work, like, a certain job X amount of days until, like, you're, like, 60 years old, 70 years old, and that's when you can retire. But then you're too old to go, like, travel and do stuff like that, you know? So
we kind of live in a world where, like, we're not supposed to be creative. We're just supposed to work and then die, and that's it. So
I
find this so interesting in talking to stand-up comedians because they kind of live outside that bubble, and they are trying to, like, pop it. They're trying to be like, you don't need to do that. You can just be funny and do what you want and live your life.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many people out there that are doing it now, especially with, like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It might have been hard, like, 10, 15 years ago, but the way, like, technology is going, and you could stream so much. Like, Netflix is, like, booming right now.
Right.
And they're giving, like, an incredible platform for stand-up comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
just
so many ways
taking,
to get it.
Have you been doing anything on the platforms or taking advantage of that or not as much?
I've been, since I'm kind of, like, new, well, I've been kind of, like, harboring everything.
Mm-hmm.
Until I'm, like, ready to release it.
Yeah,
I don't want to just put out material and then it's not good and, like...
I hate the stuff on, like, Instagram and stuff. Like, the comedy on there, there's very few people that I really like and they're usually, like, really stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, I look at, like... God, I look at these stupid, like, good-looking people that claim to be... Like, they're verified as a comedian because they make a video of, like, them twerking and they're like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gotta get the booty. Burp, burp, fart joke. And then it's like...
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
30
no.
million views and they're rich. It's like, I don't get it.
No, I hear you. It's hard to say. There's some people out there that's, like, kind of, like, that are funny. It's just, like, there's a couple out there that me and my girl always send stuff to. They're called, like, chicklay.something. Just Chick-fil-A. I don't know what. Yeah, it's like it's a couple from New York, like Puerto Rican couple from New York.
Oh. And they're like they like beat each other up and stuff?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Those hilarious. They're really funny. To me, yeah. They're really
like
funny.
The guy will be like in the closet and everything. Yeah, and he's
like, and the girl comes and is like, what are you doing?
Yeah, where are you?
Yeah,
and
what?
He's like, I'm camping. Shh.
That girl's mean, man.
Yeah, oh my God. But she must be so fun. Like, that's probably just like all like an act and
everything. I love how they blew up. See, that's what I'm saying. There's very few people. I think they blew up because of that Cardi B thing where she was like
that.
In his face. Like, was that her?
Yeah, that was her. And what's funny is that, no, I actually think they were famous on Vine.
Yeah, which was before a lot of them are come from Vine.
But because I heard about that story and I read it and everything, they didn't even know they were being recorded.
That's hilarious.
When that happened, somebody was
that
just
poor
like
guy.
Recording that, and they went viral without knowing that.
Yeah, that
viral.
Was the first time I saw him.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's how like that's how you know you're good though. If you're like viral and then like you unintentionally go viral.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
That's pretty insane.
But yeah, that whole platform is really blowing up with comedians and stuff. Do you like? Do you see yourself as like you want to just do stand up and then maybe take advantage of the platform, or because I feel like a lot of them start on social media and then go to stand up. It seems like you kind of did it the backwards way where you were just like starting on stand up and then you kind of want to one day build the thing.
Yeah,
what are your thoughts on that?
To me, I honestly just never really got the whole.
Yeah.
Social media game to Same me, here. Like I don't know how people get like 10,000 followers.
Yeah,
and like
it's weird.
I barely know 10 people, you know. So,
dude, I'm the same way.
Yeah, so like, I just never thought. That's why I think like for me, it'd be better if I go through the stand up thing and get my name out there,
right?
And then bring those people to my like Instagram and like you know network the old fashioned way.
Yeah,
you know, but yeah, no, that's just.
All these like social media icons are reverberating in my head now that we're talking about this. Have you seen that country kid that sings in Walmart? Have you seen that? That's been blowing up recently.
Yeah. At first, I didn't know how to feel about that because I was like, "Damn! Like it sucks. You guys are like making fun of this kid."
But then
where it took him, I mean,
yeah, he's just on Coachella and
yeah. I kind of like humbled myself after. I was like, okay, well,
God,
everything happens for a reason now. Because I got mad. I was telling people, like, man, you guys are like trash for like making fun of this kid.
Yeah,
like,
it's kind of sad. But I mean, at the same time, you got to.
Yeah, I mean, he went on Coachella. So, like, he got.
Yeah, who's really winning here?
Yeah, he's more popping than I am.
He's on Ellen and stuff. Right. Like, really, who's winning?
Yeah.
So, you do theater. So, do you see yourself as an actor? Like, what? And if so, what type of acting? Would it be comedy?
What's funny is, I do. Like, I do like acting. It's fun. Like, honestly, it's like playing pretend, like, when you were a kid. Like, anybody could be an actor. It's hard to say. Like, there's more to it. I don't want to make it seem like it's, like, easy. Mm-hmm. And that's what I've discovered with these classes. Like, there goes a
That's
lot
what
of
I'm saying,
because
before we were talking about some of the stuff you've been in, you named, like, Tennessee Williams and a lot of, like, kind of, like, drama-ish and not a lot of, like, you didn't name any, like, you know, comedy stuff.
Yeah, no Book of Mormon. Or...
From talking to comedians, I've learned that a lot of them say that like the comedians are usually like the best drama actors because keeping a straight face and like trying to stay true to a scene in comedy is so much harder than in drama.
That makes
would
a lot
you,
of sense.
Would you say that or have you experienced that? Like,
yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I haven't experienced it myself because I haven't. I mean, like, in the drama stuff I did, I haven't had enough time to really, like, experience that.
Right.
And don't get me wrong, in, like, rehearsal, like, when me and my partner are going through stuff, of course, like, I'll say something or she'll say something funny and we'll break character. But, yeah, I haven't done enough time consistently to where I have broken. But it does make sense because, like, we'll deal with jokes so much that, like, we'll, like, how I work with my partners and everything. That we bounce off stuff that's so funny that like you kind of get numb to it because it kind of it's like practice and stuff, but at the same time you need to do this drama to like if you do want to be an actor, you know, it's like layups and like, you know, it's building a foundation. You got to get the fundamentals first before anything. So
you connect basketball a lot to comedy and
it's
stuff.
It's all I know, I'm telling you.
That's
ask me anything else on history.
I interviewed this guy. He's another peer student named Raekwon Blizzard. I mentioned him, but I don't think that rang a bell in your head.
Yeah, no.
But, yeah, he said the same thing. He said a lot of the sports stuff go hand in hand with, like, comedy. in the same ways. Why is that? That never made sense to me. I was like, how is that even possible?
It's all like, I mean, you could connect it just with anything. I mean, you could even connect like comedy with music or music with like sports. Because in a sense, it's all like a craft, you know, that you're trying to work on.
Right.
And just like anything, you need to practice and work on it to be good. You don't get good overnight. People have talent, but like talent can only take you so far. You know, you still have to work.
It's very, very profound.
That's really it.
From stalking your Facebook, because that's all I really got.
No worries. By all means, please. I need all the followers.
Yeah, you had some funny stuff. You said that you're going to be like a host for like a trivia thing. Is that still happening?
Yeah,
Your reaction, is that not happening anymore?
No, that's happening. The trivia thing, it's funny because like next week I'm going to be at Doghouse on Thursdays.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. That's like, it's a trivia show. That's kind of new.
Really? That's exciting.
Yeah.
What type of trivia is it? It's just random?
It's called King Trivia. It's just random trivia. There's like general questions. Some nights might be themed. Okay. You know, there's like all of a sudden they gave a day for everything, like happy cell phone day, happy donut day.
Yes.
So some days might be themed. But yeah, that's right over here actually on, what's the street? Topanga Canyon?
Okay.
Where Doghouse is, Thursdays.
Yeah, well, I'll let you plug that at the end of the show. But
oh, no worries, yeah.
Have you been preparing? Like, do you have, like, a host character that you, like, get into before? Or is it just...
Yeah, it's a really cheesy...
Let's hear it. Let's do it. This is what I wanted. I wanted you to get into it. Is it... because, like, you're kind of a chill dude, and you're like, hey, what's up? Like, I didn't imagine you go up there, like, so what's up, bro? Like, trivia game? Like...
Well, they give you a few free drinks.
So you're going to be loose. Like,
yeah, it's... It's easier.
I don't have any drinks.
It's okay.
We didn't even have water.
Come it's on, okay. I can.
Anyway, so, get into let's get into it. So I'll be a contestant. You could ask me like a question.
Oh, now I gotta ask questions. Okay. They usually write the questions for me, but I'll think of something.
Should I think of a question? Never mind. Just
no. I think
you don't have to ask.
I did a show last night, so I think I got a question. Okay.
Should I do music? Is there music that you want?
No. No, it's fine. I'm gonna just jump in.
Okay,
I'll jump
go ahead.
All right, guys, welcome to King Trivia. We're here at the Pierce Radio Show on what's today? Thursday afternoon.
Thursday, yeah.
With Cam on Comedy Cam. Okay, this is a new show. Try new things out. All right, Cam. Well, since you're our only contestant for our one question, we only have one question today.
I'm gonna get it wrong. It's gonna be embarrassing. Go.
In 1997...
Oh, I'm getting it wrong. go ahead. 1997.
Who did the Lakers trade for in their NBA draft?
Oh, God. I don't know. Kobe.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
You got a right answer.
No
way. Try to keep it easy. Yep. Confirmation. Judges. Yes, I got one.
Damn, all right, cool. I'm a G. There you go. So you kind of play that character up?
Kind of. Yeah, a lot more. A lot more.
Do they have you wear, like, an outfit?
Like,
do you have to wear like sparkles and stuff?
No, I could usually wear whatever I want. So
that's
nice. Cool, yeah. Play my own music too.
That's tight.
Yeah.
What's your like host intro song? Like, if you had to choose one,
Stone Cold theme song.
Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song? Like the glass shattering?
Yep. I'm not just come out to that. But I'm a rock fan all the way. Don't get me wrong.
Really?
Drummable. Yeah.
Okay. I was always a Heartbreak Kid type of guy.
Oh, sexy boy.
Dude, yeah.
Da-da-da.
Hit you with that, kick. No, really, I liked Batista, the Batista bomb.
Oh, dude, I like him more as Drax.
Oh my God,
Drax is awesome.
You see Avengers?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh man, it was so good.
Oh.
We're kind of just riffing right now. Even. How many minutes we got, Mark? 1 minute. Okay, so the last minute, I want to give you some plug time. You've been a very special guest. I think we've forged a nice relationship. You could plug your new
Thank
show.
Thank you for having me.
Oh yeah, of course, dude. You could plug your new show that you're hosting. Any stand up events? Any theater things we could see you in? Anything you got going on? You can follow you on Facebook. I'll let you take it away.
All right. First off, Clybourne Park is performing at Pierce. My friend Megan is killing it out there. So are a few other people. Go check that out.
Yeah, great show. I saw it. It's amazing. Go check it out.
Really next good. Thursday, I'll be doing King Trivia out at Doghouse. So you guys can come, win some prizes there. More importantly, starting on June 4th, I'm going to be hosting my very own stand up at the Surly Goat in Encino. It's going to be an open mic for the first few weeks, book show at the end. So I implore everybody to come check it out, come perform, especially you, comedy.
Dude, yeah, that'd be great.
Get your first Bust your cherry.
There you go.
Bust your comedy cherry.
Yeah, dude. That'd be great. We should check that out. All right. Yeah, thank you so much for listening. This has been Cameron Kern with KPCRadio.com.
Thanks, guys. Peace. Have a good one.